We're holding a new one, Daf Chof Amud Beis. We had a machlokes Rav and Rav Shila about what the Mishnah mentioned, Kriyas HaGever. Kriyas HaGever was the Zman of the Trumas HaDeshin on a regular day, around the Kriyas HaGever. So we had a machlokes on Miroim, what does it mean, Kriyas HaGever? Is it a man or a rooster? Is it a man, one of the kohanim that is in charge of making an announcement in the morning, a waking call, for waking up the kohanim for the avodah, or is it the natural phenomenon of the roosters calling out loud in the morning, early in the morning, when they notice the day is about to start? And as we mentioned, the Meiri says there's an afkemin ladina in this machlokes. It's not just about the taich of the words, because the Meiri says it's not the same zman. If it's tanegoyla, if it's the rooster, so it's an earlier time than the gavra. The time when the announcement is made by the kohen is obviously when the day starts. Yeah, and the Rambam Taka says, Alois HaShachar is the Zman of the Trumas HaDeshin, which makes sense because if this is a Machlekes Ladino, so obviously when you have a Machlekes Rav and Rav Shilo, the Halacha is going to be like Rav. Yeah, we saw in the Sugya, Rav is greater than him. And Rav is the one that holds that it's the Gavra, the Koyin. So when the Rav says Alois HaShachar, Mistama the Rama means to Paskin like Rav, that holds that it's the Gavra. And the Gavra makes his announcement by Elohi Sashacha when the day starts. That's when you have to start the Avodah. We'll see soon that his announcement is about starting the Avodah. Mishain came, according to Rav Shila, that it's Tanegoyla, Kriyas Tanegoyla. So the Meiri says, the rooster is cool before the day starts, when it's still dark, when it's about to start, but before. So it's early, so that's going to mean that the Zman of Trumas HaDeshin is a little earlier. Anyway, that's the machlekes we had, and now we're holding towards the almost the end of the Amud, where the Gemara starts bringing brises to support each one of these shittas. Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Tanya Kavosi de Rav Shilo. Yeah, everybody has it a little after the middle of the Amud. Tanya Kavosi de Rav. First, we bring a brisa for Rav Shita. Givini ko is mahu oimer. So Givini is the name of the kohen that was in charge of these announcements. And the Bryce is describing what is he saying in this announcement. Imdu kohanim la'avidaschem. Yeah, get up for doing your avodah. Yeah, Gvini Koriz. Rashi says Gvini Hamachriz. The Hainu Gvini is the name of the person. Koriz means he's the announcer. Ready?
Yes. Yes.
It's Mamish's story.
That's right.
Ulevin leduchanchem.
Exciting thing.
That's the duchon of the Levim. The duchon is where they stand. Yeah, we had in sugis before. The duchon was described. This is a duchon that where the Levim stand for the shira. For singing the Shira on the Kabbonis. So that's right away by the Korban Tamim Shel Shachar. Yeah, the Kohanim are going to do the Avodah and the Levim are going to do the Shira, because the Shira goes together with the Nisuch HaYayin. Ain't Shira Elo Al HaYayin. And the Tamim Shel Shachar is accompanied with Nisuch HaYayin. So you made it right away. You have the Kohanim, the Levim, yeah, saying the Shir Shel Yoyim. Yeah, that's the Shir Shel Yoyim that is being said right away by the Nisuch HaYayin, the Korban Tamim Shel Shachar. V'Yisrael Ma'amadchem. What is Ma'amadchem? Yeah, you know what Ma'amadchem is.
Yeah,
what is Yisrael Ma'amadchem? He's also waking up. Besides the Kohanim and the Levim, he's also waking up the Yisrael for the Ma'amadis. What is the Ma'amadis? So there's a din since the Tamid and other Korbanis are Korbanis Tzibur, which are representing Klal Yisrael. They are being done for the whole Tzibur. And there's a din, a general din in Korbanis, that the Baal HaKorbin, someone brings his own Korbin, so he has to be present, he has to be Oymid Al-Gabov, Oymid on the Korbin, he has to physically be there. Now here, by the Korban Tamid, you can't have Gans Kleisel being there. The Baal HaKorbin here is Gans Kleisel, you can't have them all there. So for that, there's a Takon of Ma'amadois, which is just like we have by the Kohanim, Mishmores, that every week there's the Kohanim have shifts every week. And every day there's different Kohanim that are in charge of the Avodah, so too by the Yisraelim. So there's every week, it's not the same. I'm saying by the Kohanim, eventually all the Kohanim doing the Avodah, just they take turns. By the Yisraelim, there's basically every week there's a group of Yisraelim that come to Yerushalayim, come to the Beis HaMikdash to represent Klai Yisrael as the Baal HaKorban of the Korban Tzibur. And Mimeila, by being there, yeah, that's the Ma'amadois, yeah, like the, you're being Oymed in the Korban. By being there, the being Mekayim, this din, that the Baal HaKorban is being Oymed al HaKorban, because they are the Shluchi HaTzibur of Gans Klai Yisrael. So, it's interesting, this, the announcer is announcing Yisrael Ma'amadchem. It's a din. Yeah, just like he's waking up the Kohanim for the Avodah and the Levim for the Shiva, he's waking up those Yisraelim that came for this week's Ma'amadah. The Imamish have to get up and be there. And this is a din. This is part of the Seder HaAvodah, that the Kohen that is in charge of the announcement, he has to mention that also. He has to wake them up also. V'hoya koyloi nishma b'sholosh parsois. His voice was so loud. Obviously, it's talking about this specific announcer. You know, over the generations, there was different people that were in charge of this. So here we're talking about someone specific, Givini. So the one that was called Givini. So he had such a loud voice that you were able to hear it Sholish Pasois away from the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ase be'agripas ha'melech sho yobo ba'derech v'shom ha'koyloi be'gimel pasois u'keshebo le'beisoi shigiloi matonis. So Agrippa Samelech, Rashi Saita says he was Mizari Shel Hordus. Yeah, he was from Hordus, was an Eved of Malchus Hashmonai. Anyway, so this he was a Melech Yisrael, Agrippa Samelech, and he was once on the road outside of Yerushalayim, obviously, and he was able to hear the voice of the announcer, this Gavini Karois, from three Parsois away. And when he came home to his palace, obviously in Yerushalayim, when he came back to Yerushalayim, so he sent him presents as a reward that he's doing such a good job. Why is it, what's the point rewarding him? Why is it necessary? This announcement is only in a gear for the Kohanim and the Levim that are anyway in the area, and for the Yisrael of the Ma'amadais, which are Chosh and Yerushalayim, but they're not three Parsois away, out of town. So what's the benefit of this? Ad Kedikach the Melech is rewarding him for this. So the pshat is, this is it's not for practical reasons. It's not that it's necessary for the accomplishment of the announcement, but it's covered Beis HaMikdash that we already had. We saw Rashi mentions. We saw the Beroiva Am Hadras Melech about having the different kohanim. I'm dividing avodah between dividing avodah between different kohanim. Even if it could be done by one, because we want to have a lot of people involved. So it's a beroiva madas melech, and it creates a matziv in the azor. It creates a sound, a strong sound. So all that is part of the covet of the Beis HaMikdash to make a matziv. So that's also mistoma the maila of this koreis, that it's so loud. What are you saying?
In connection to Agrifas HaMelech, why was he gaining?
What?
Why was Agrifas HaMelech gaining from this?
Doesn't say that he was gaining from it. He's the king. He's in charge of everything, so he's rewarding people that are doing the right thing. Nothing to do with private or with personal benefit. Adarabba. Yeah, we saw the Melech was in charge by Bayis Sheni. This is true. Agrippa's Melech was by Bayis Sheni. We saw the Tais bring down the Yushalmi, that the Melech was in charge of appointing the Kohen Gadol. Even this is not about the Kohen Gadol, but I'm saying the Melech was, he's in charge of everything. So he's rewarding whoever's doing a good job. Anyway, before we go weiter, I just want to be oimid here on a vichtik and a kudu. Lemaisa, the raya the Gemara is bringing for Rav is already over. Yeah, now the Gemara goes on about this loud voice. The Gemara brings down different things about this loud voice, loud sound. But the raya, this is the raya. So lichura, this needs a hesber. What is the raya? What was the machlekes Rav and Rav Shila? Again, the machlekes was, when the Mishnah says that the Zman of Tumas Adeshin is Bekriyas Agever, what does this mean? Does it mean Tanagoylo? Does it mean Gavra? Right? The Gemara is bringing a raya from this Braisa to Rav Shi. The Rav holds that it's Gavra. What does it say in this Braisa? That the Kohen, that was the Gavra, that was in charge of the announcement, was saying, Imdu Kohanim Lavidaschem, etc. And he had a loud voice at a certain generation. Okay, very nice. What does that have to do with Machlokes Rav and Rav Shila? Where do you see your raya that Rav is right and Rav Shila is wrong? Rav Shila, the Machlokes wasn't if there is such a thing as a Kohen that makes announcements in the Beis Hamikdash. The Machlokes was, when our Mishnah says that the Zman of Tumas Adeshin is by Kriyas Agever, is that referring to the Gavra, this Kohen that is making the announcement, or is it referring to the Tanagol that is also called Gever? What do you see in this Braisa b'negiah that Machlokes? All you see in this Braisa is that there was an announcement. So what? Rav Shila also knows there was an announcement. But all he's saying is that when the Mishnah is saying Kriyas Agever, it's not referring to this announcement, it's referring to the Tanagoylo. B'negiah is man of the Tumas Adeshin. So I understand that for bringing a raya, you don't have to bedafka bring a mekor about Tumas Adeshin. Even if you would bring a mekor that is talking about the term Kriyas Agever, and you would show me that when Chazal say Kriyas Agever, it's referring to the Gavra, not the Tanagoylo. So that could be enough of a raya. But even that you don't have here, because this Rai Sataka doesn't mention at all the term Kriyas Agever. It's just talking about the actual announcement of Gavini Koris. So what do you see? What is this? What in the world does this have to do with the Machlekes Rav and Rav Shila b'negiah our Mishnah? It's Mamish Pele. Pashat, what is the Raya? I don't see a Aschol of a Raya here.
In the Kohanim, this is how he's waking up the Kohanim, it sounds like.
So
it says that they woke them up with Kriyas Agever. It started by Kriyas Agever. Over here, you see this.
Where is the Mishnah talking about waking them up? The Mishnah is not talking about waking them up. The Braisa, but our Mishnah, what the Machlekes Amirayim was about, was not talking about waking anybody up. It was talking about when is the Zman of the Tumas Adeshin. It wasn't about what is the alarm clock. So this was bothering me till I found the Sfas Emes asks this, if not, and the Sfas Emes adds another kasha. Whatever the raya is, it's mamash kushi atzum and pshat, because you can't move here without answering this. And the Rishonim was saying nothing. It's interesting. Now, so the Sfas Emes adds nocha oro, shtaka oro, he says, whatever the raya is, but the raya is from a braisa, right? Tanya kavasidu Rav Gevini, it's a braisa. Now, lichura, all you see here is that there was this Gevini Koros, there was this Kohen that made this announcement in the morning. Okay, so the shayla is, what is the raya? But whatever the raya is, frektas vasemis, this fact that you had this Gevini Koros making the announcement in the morning, bisamigdosh, is a mishnah. What do you have to bring a braisa for it? Whatever you have in this braisa that you have the Gevini Koros, that's a Mefusha Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Shkolim. Mishnah in Shkolim already mentions this Gevini Koros. So, if you already bring a raya from this, bring a raya from a Mishnah, what do you have to bring a braisa for? Yeah, that's the second horror. Sagt es Vasemis, Chado mitaratzto bechaverto. Goines, he says, Inachinami, both cautious answer, one answers the other. Since the etzim phenomenon of the Gevini Kovis is already mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Shkolim and the Gemara does not bring that down, only the Braisa, so obviously the Gemara is not bringing a Raya from the etzim phenomenon of Gevini Kovis, because if that would be the Raya, whatever that would mean, so that you already have from the Mishnah. So obviously the Gemara found here in the Braisa something additional to the Mishnah in Shkolim, and that's where the Raya is from. So what do you have here in the Braisa besides the Etzem Gevini Kovis? The Etzem fact that there is such an announcement. What is the Hoysaf in the Braisa here, which is not in the Mishnah? Zoktis Vasemis, if you look in the Mishnah in Shkolim, it's talking in general about this phenomenon, but it doesn't say what exactly did he say? What did he announce when he made this announcement? This Gevini Kovis. This is only in the Braisa. In the Braisa it says, the Loshen, Mahu Oimel. Yeah, Adarabba, it's the Braisa is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Givini Kovois. So, Frag the Braisa, Mahu Aymer, this Kovois, this announcer, what did he actually announce? Imdu Koyhanim Lavidaschim. That's the announcement, right? Levim, etc. Zaktis Vasemis, that's where the Raya is from. Yeah? Well, this is similar to what you said before, Bavon, but that the point is not about waking them up. Our Mishnah is not talking about waking them up. So, Semis says like this. What is the Nidoin in the Mishnah? We're talking about when was the Tumas Adeshin every day? B'chol Yom Terim Yisam Yizbeach B'Kriyas Agezer. Right? Now, Tumas Adeshin, Dr. Rashi in the Mishnah, Tumas Adeshin, he hoiso, Dr. Rashi, he hoiso Tchilas Avaidas Shachris B'Hashkoma. The first Avaida of the day, even, yeah, sometimes even before it was light, with the Trumas Adeshin. That's the first Avaida, and this is also Yushalmi, if you know. The Trumas Adeshin was the first Avaida. And this was Mivu and the whole Sugya, that was the whole point of the, you know, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He has to, maybe he has to do it himself, the discussion that we had in Taisfis, because this is the Aschola of the Avaidas of the day. But Kupani, this is the first Avaida. Zaktis Vasemis Mimelo, if this is the first Avaida of the day, right? So, obviously, when this Avaida is done, so the Koyhanim are already up for doing the Avaida. If Gevini Kovis is saying, Imdu Koyhanim La'Avaidaschim, so this means, until now, there's no Koyhan available for doing the Avaida. Now that it's about to start the day, and you need to start the Avaida, so you got to call the Koyhanim to start the Avaida. You got to wake them up. You got to call them to gather them, right? So obviously, before this announcement, there was no Trumas Adeshin yet, because Trumas Adeshin is the Haschol of the Avaida Sayoim, and it has to be done by a Koyhan. It's Avaida, right? So obviously, the Trumas Adeshin was only done after the announcement of Gevini Kovis, as a result of his announcement. The point of this announcement is for starting the Avaida Sayayim. Before that, there was no Avaida done. There was yesterday's Avaidais, maybe the remaining of the Akhtar of the Laila, but the Avaidas of the daytime didn't start yet. He's starting the Avaida Sayayim, this announcement. So, Mimeil al Korchoch, the Trumas Adeshin was not done before this announcement. This announcement is who started the Avaidas, and the first Avaida of them is the Trumas Adeshin. So, Mimeil, obviously, the Trumas Adeshin was done only as in the Zman of the Kriyas HaKovos, the Kriyas Gavra. And especially, we could add to that, Lefi, what we saw from the Me'iri, yeah, that the Sfasemis doesn't mention, maybe he didn't see the Me'iri, but Lefi, what we said, the Me'iri points out, there's an Afkimino Ledino. It's not just about what was the alarm clock, but it's Taka different times. Yeah, we mentioned last time, there's one of the Achwanim here, Bishai Berlin, the end of the Gemara, that he's asking, what's the Nafkamin Ladina between Rav and Rav Shila? What's the difference? The Tana Goyla, the Gavra? Lamais, it's the same time. It's the Alois HaShacha. Yeah, so we mentioned the Me'iri says Nishtazay. The Me'iri says it's not the same time. The Tana Goyla is an earlier time than the Gavra. So that makes the Sfasemis even better. If since the Trumas Adeshin is the beginning of the Avaidais, and the job of this announcer, as it says in the Braisa, is to bring the Koyhanim for the Avaida, Im du Koyhanim la'Avaidaschim. So obviously no avodah was done beforehand. Now, according to Rab Shila, that the Kriyas HaTarnegoyla is the Zman of Terumas HaDeshen, so l'chor, that there was avodah that was done before the Gvini Koreis, because the Tarnegoyla calls before the announcement of the Gavra. It's an earlier time. So this is what we see in the Braisa, that no avayda was done before the Kriya of the Gavra. By the Kriya Satana Goyla, nothing was done yet, not even the Turan Sadeshan. Everything started after the Givini Koreza made his announcement, which is the Gavra. That's why it's a Raya for Rav. However, from the Mishnah and Shkolim, there's no Raya Takra. That's why the Gemara didn't bring the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah and Shkolim, all we see is that there is an announcement. But what is the announcement? We don't know. Yeah, so maybe the announcement is about something else. Only here that we see the announcement is about starting the Avaida of the Kohanim. Obviously, there was no Avaida of the Kohanim done beforehand. So from this we see that Rav is right, that even the Avaida of the Tumas Adeshen was only done Bizman of the Kriyas Gavra. Yeah? Very Gishmak. Smamisho Glatamala. Hazezak Tisfasemis. So that's the Gemara's Raya. Now, I just wanted to point out it's an interesting diuk that I noticed. You know, Rashi here on the Tanya Kavasi de Rav, you see Rashi, what does Rashi say about it? When the Gemara is bringing the Raya here, you see Rashi? You don't see Rashi, huh? You know why you don't see Rashi? Because there's no Rashi. Right? Rashi doesn't say anything about it. He touches up what is Gevini Koreis, but he doesn't explain what is the Raya at all, right? There's no Rashi. But if you look, right, the Gemara here is starting Tanya Kavasi de Rav, Tanya Kavasi de Rav Shilo. If you look later, when the Gemara is bringing the Raya to Rav Shilo, and that's in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, so there, it says, that's the beginning of the Amud Aleph. It says there, Tani Kavasi de Rav Shilo, Hayaitzel Adech Koidim Kriyas HaGever, Domei B'Raisha. There it's also, it's not talking about Tumas HaDeshen, but there is Lehedya mentioning the term of Kriyas HaGever. And in the Hemshech there, the Braisa, it says, Tarnegoyl. Yeah? So that is a Pashtaraya. There we see Lehedya that Kriyas HaGever is a Tarnegoyl and not Gavra. Right? The term Kriyas HaGever, and that's the Tzushal Ta'a Omishna. Omishna is using this term, right? So that's a direct Raya to Rav Shila. Now Rashi there is saying something. Zakt Rashi, Kavasei de Rav Shilo, in the beginning of the narrow lines, the Oma Kreis HaGever Karatane Goyla. What is Rashi saying there? This is a Raya to Rav Shilo that says that the term Kreis HaGever means Karatane Goyla. How come Rashi doesn't say anything here? You see, it's interesting. Rashi there is saying Pshat in the Raya. Rashi here doesn't. Bichura, it sounds like Rashi was bothered with the Sfasemis' Ha'ara. There, the Raya is clear. It says Kriyas HaGever, and it says that it means Tanagoylo, so it's a direct Raya to Rav Shilo. Here, you can't say that, because here you don't have that in the Raya to Rav by us. Right? So could be. So I don't know how Rashi answers the Sfasemis' Kasha, but Gopanim, Halay Davahu, that Rashi there, Taka says, the Raya is Pashit. It says Kriyas HaGever, and it says it's a Tanagol to the Chavayit of Shiloh. Here Rashi doesn't say anything, because here he has nothing to say about it, because here you don't have that. Right? That Rashi is leaving it out here. But could be, the Pshat is what's going on. Efshar Taka Rashi was Nochis to the Sfasemis' Teretz, and maybe Rashi means faket. Yeah, mikufio, it looks like there it's better. So there Rashi shows you, here, the Raya is pashit, kach v'kach. Here, it's taka a problem, it's taka shver, so Rashi doesn't say pshat. Yeah, but if Rashi taka wouldn't know the pshat, he would say, ain't your idea. When Rashi doesn't know, he tells you, he doesn't know. Usually when Rashi doesn't explain something, it's not because he doesn't know, but it's because he sees it as obvious. You don't even have to say a pibush. Yeah? So why does it hear more obvious than there? L'chur faket. There, the Raya is klar. Here you have the Sfasemis is kasha. So I think could be the pshat is like this. Adirab, Rashi has in mind the Sfasemis is teretz. Now, according to Sfasemis is teretz, a be'etzim, this braisa, our braisa, there's a Raya to Rav, is lehed you're referring to the Zman Hascholas Ha'avoida. right? Because it says here that the Gvini Kovitz is saying, Imdu Kihanim Lavi Daschim. So Zok Tesfasem is Nu. So it's very good. The Ascholas Avoides of Chumas Adeshim, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. So obviously before that, there was no Avoides. The Avoides was only done Bizman of the Kriyas Gavro of Gvini Kovitz. So, in a way, this Raya is more direct. Because this Braisa is talking about the Avoides, the Aschol of the Avoides in the Beis HaMikdash. Masha'en ken yenem ra'in in Daf Chof Aleph, the writer of Shiloh, which there it seems to us that it's a better Raya, it's more direct. But if you think about it there, it's less direct. Because there, it's not even talking about the Avoides at all. The subject of the Braisa there is Hayoitzel Laderech Koidem Kriyas HaGever. Nothing to do with the Avoides, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So Adarabah. There it needs a hesber. There, what is the right? Well, who's talking about? We're talking about a shot of Tumas Hadesh in here. Tai shot of the Avayda. What do you bring me from a Braisa that when a person hits the road, what does that have to do with us? So Dafka there, Rashi finds it necessary to explain. It's true that it's not talking about the Avayda there at all, not about Tumas Hadesh or any other Avayda, but it's using there the same term that the Mishnah used, which is Kriyas HaGever. And the Raisa is saying that Kriyas HaGever is a Tanagot. So Rashi is saying, there, all you have is it's a Raya about the Lashon, the Taich of the word, of the term we see. So the Gemara is assuming that the same, if the Raisa is using the same term of our Mishnah, even though it's talking about a different context, a different subject, it means the same thing. So it's also a Raya. Here, by the Tanit HaKvasa de Rav, Rashi doesn't even have to explain, because here it's much better. Here it's Taka, the Raisa is talking about the Avaida. It's not just we're teaching, it's not here we're saying that we find the Lashon Kriyas HaGever means this. Here it's much better. Here we're saying, when is Taka the Zman HaScholas Avayda? The Zman HaScholas Avayda is by the Kol HaGever, not by the Kol HaGever. So here Rashi doesn't even bother to say a pshat. So Adera, but at the end of the day, here it's a more direct riot. Here it's not just about the Lashon, it's about the Zman. Okay. Zog de Gimova. Even though we said the sound of the voice of this chorus is so loud that you were able to hear it three parsois away. Yeah, by the way, when the Gemara brings when the Braisa brings this Maisa by Agrippa Samelech, Nichura, this is like is a hesber to the statement we said in the beginning. We said how Yakul Nishma Bisholish Parsois, so we bring a Maisa Rav to support it. Kilo, it's not. How do we know that how Yakul Nishma begin the Parsai? Someone measured it, someone went to the away from Yishlo. So saying, there was Taka Maisa Shahaya that once the king was on the road, three Parsais away from the Yishlaim, and he was able to hear it, and he gave him a Tanois. So Vais Tois, yeah, we see from this that it was Nishma Gimel Parsais. That's not, that's good for how we know. Now, Afal Pichain Zok de Brai, so Kohen Gadol Meshubach Imenu. Mimenu. The Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol was making, was calling out loud, his voice was even stronger, was heard even further than the Gvini Kovitz. How do we know that? The Omar Mar, Ukvar Omar Ono Hashem, so Rashi, what's Ukvar Omar? So Rashi says Ukvar Omar means Pam Achas Omar, there was a Maise, there was an event that he made, he made this announcement, which is the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. This is Mamish Minyan, Yer Avodas Yom Kippurim. So the way the Kohen Gadol starts the vidui on the Korbanos of Yom Kippur is Ono Hashem, yeah, Ono Hashem Chotasi, Ono Hashem Chotu. So there was once when he made this announcement, V'nishma koyloi b'irichoi. His voice was sound all the way to Irichoi. Okay, who said that's stronger than the Givini Kovitz? Givini Kovitz, we know that it's with three parsois. Here it says Irichoi, but it doesn't say what the distance. Maybe Irichoi is not further than Gimel parsois. How do you see that it's stronger, that it's Mishubach Yoisa? Zog de Gimoro, Omar Rabbe Bar Chanan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim Yericho, Yud Parsei. Yeah? So we have the Braisa that says that the Kohen Gadol's voice was heard in Yericho, and we have the name of Rabbi Yochanan that says the distance between Yerushalayim and Yericho is 10 Parsois, yeah, which is much more than the Gimel Parsois that we had before. So we see that the Kohen Gadol's voice was even stronger.
Wait, 3 to 10.
Now it's interesting, Rabbi Nochanan here points out, the Gemara says, Ono Hashem, when he said, Ono Hashem, Nishma Koyle B'Irichoi. Now we know when he said the Ona Hashem, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, he used Shema Mefayush when he said Hashem. That's the time when he had the Kol Ha'om Oinim Baruch Shem and Koyim Mishtachavim, right? Hashem Anichbad V'Anay V'Yetzim Pikun Gadol, right? That's when he said the Ona Hashem. Now we'll see later. There's a sugi about it that. There was a point in time that the Kohen Gadol stopped. He started saying the Shema Mefurosh while the other Kohanim. He was saying it in a way that people won't be able to hear it because they weren't ready to hear the Shema Mefurosh. So how could you tell me that they heard it till Yericho? Even in the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't hear it. That's what's bothering Rabbi Nochanan here. That's what it seems. So he says like this. Pirush. Achar ishihizkir Hashem b'chashoyi b'koil nomuch. The Shema Mefurosh itself, Yitaka said in a low voice. B'chashoyi. Yeah, the people shouldn't be able to hear it. Then, Omar b'koil rom chotosi. The Hainu Rabbi Nochanan is touching up the Gemara, even though it says Ukvar Omar Ono Hashem v'nishma kol b'yirichoy. So Rabbi Nochanan says it means Omar Ono Hashem v'chule. The Hainu the Ono Hashem itself was not b'koil rom, because it's a shame of foolish. But the Hemshech Chotasi, the Hemshech of the video, that was b'koil rom, that was nishma b'yirichoy, right? But it's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is mashma that the Ono Hashem alein was nishma b'yirichoy. So then Rabbi Nochanan says. Barishayna haya oimer Hashem b'koil rom, mishirabu apritzim lo yoy oimer b'koil nomuch. Yeah, that's what he brings down from the Gemara says that in the beginning, yeah, in the first kufa of the Beis Hamikdash, so Hitaki used to say the Shem Efurosh b'koil rom. Then when there was already people that took advantage of it, they heard the Shem Efurosh, they used it in the wrong way. So then he had to stop. He has to start keeping it quiet, keeping it as a secret. So after our Gemara is talking before the change, when it was still even the Shem Mefurosh was b'koil rom. Yeah. So Rabbi Nochanan is not saying all this back and forth, but from what he says, after that's what he means. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Ve'af al gav dehocha ikuchul shavocha leikuchul shavocha imam avosim leilia. Dehainu. This that we said, the Kohen Gadol was even meshubach mimenu, that he were able to hear a 10 parsois. As opposed to 3 parsois of Yevini Kavri, the Gemara is saying, besides that it was a longer distance, also the circumstances there, the circumstances of the Kohen Gadol's announcement, the Kohen Gadol's vidui, were so that the voice should be lower than the Yevini Kavri's. The circumstances of the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to those of Yevini Kavri's, were such that Be'etzem B'derech HaTeva, the Givini Koriz' announcement should be louder than the Kohen Gadol. And still, the Kohen Gadol was louder than him. And the Gemara is saying there's two reasons about the circumstances that B'derech HaTeva should be faket, the Givini Koriz' should be louder. First of all, Hocha ikuchulsha v'hocha leikuchulsha, dehainu, but the Kohen Gadol, Zvidui, it's talking on Yom Kippur, so there's the chulsha, Zok Trashi, the Tanisa. Yeah, he was fasting. When someone is fasting, it's taka known that the fast affects a voice. It's harder for other things also sleep. He also wasn't sleeping at night. That's also interesting. That's after that's also part of Pshat Nagimo. We saw that they didn't let him sleep. So yeah, what I meant by the Baker was a lack of sleep affects the voice. When you don't sleep at night, yeah, Chazan, it's hard for a Chazan. And we saw Takadu Kohen Gadol was kept up for preventing carry. It was kept up the night before. So maybe that's also part of what the Gemara means by the Chulsha of the Kohen Gadol. But anyway, Rashi is saying the tainis. So when someone is fasting, he's weaker. So his voice should be lower. Mashayink in the Givini Karois is not fasting. And still you hear him Gilu Balsois. And still the Kohen Gadol is even louder. Yeah. Now the Masho has a Ha'ara here who said... What's the Gemara is the Revuso, yeah, is adding the extra chiddush here, right, about the chulsho. In fact, the Masha, what's the Revuso? Maybe, what's the Raya? Maybe, when we say that Gevini Koroys was heard even three Parsois away, yeah, it was even on Yom Kippur. So Mimelo, that Revusi you won't have. It's true that by him it was only three Parsois, we can go to it's 10, but this extra Chiddush that you're adding, that it, despite the Chulsha of the Tainis, yeah, of the Kohen Gadol that the Gevini Koroys didn't have, Frekta Masha, maybe Gevini Koroys also, even when he was in a Tainis, so still his voice was heard three Parsois
Chodesh. Maybe the Kohen Gadol had to do it also.
What do you mean?
You say,
you want to say a teretz, or you're trying to understand the kasha?
I understand the kasha.
Yeah, so what are you trying to say?
Maybe the Kohen Gadol had to do all the avoida.
So but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says chulshat tataniso. And besides the avoida, he didn't do it. I'm saying he didn't do it all the avoida. We're talking in the beginning when he just starts. Yeah, maybe it's true by all the viduim. Yeah, but kopanim, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says because of the tainis. Yeah, Rashi says because of the tainis, not because of the avoidum. You hear the aura of Bavam?
So not clearly. The chesaron, the weakness was by the Kohen Gadol, the chulsha tanisa, right? So what's the kasha that by Vini you should say the same thing that there was
not that you should say. The Gemara is saying there was an extra chiddush
right. By
the Kohen Gadol being louder because he was even fasting, so he was weak, and still, and the Gevini Koroys was not, and still the Kohen Gadol was louder, right?
Yeah.
In fact, the Masha, how do you know this extra chiddush? Maybe when we said before that the Gevini Koroys was heard Chach three Pasois was loud, it was even on Yom Kippur when he was also fasting. He also fasted on Yom Kippur. Now the Kohen Gadol, everybody fasts on Yom Kippur. So even in Yom Kippur, when he made the announcement, his voice was heard three Parsois. And still, the Kohen Gadol was louder, the Kohen Gadol was 10 Parsois, but you don't have this extra chiddush that the Kohen Gadol has a different circumstance, has harder circumstance because he's weak, because he's fasting. The Gevini Koroys also is fasting on Yom Kippur, and still, even then, his voice is three Parsois, so it's loud, I'm saying. So all you have is that the Kohen Gadol is a longer distance, but you don't have that extra chiddush of the Chulsha.
But won't we want to say, when you say Gevini Koroys, we're going to say the rave times, how far did it get? Like I say, one time a year, and Kippur got further. I must be missing something.
You're saying that even on a regular day, it didn't go further. You see that even on a regular day, when he's not fasting, it's not going further than Gimel Parsois. That's what you're saying. I hear. So the Masha, so Vice the Masha is asking, maybe the Maisa that we know that the Kohen Gadol was heard three Parsois away, which is a specific Maisa Shehoyu with a Gripas HaMelech, as we saw, maybe it happened on Yom Kippur, and that's why it was only three Parsois. Maybe if it would be on a day that he's not fasting, it would taco be longer. That's the point. Yeah, you're asking, it's a regular, it's a roiv. But we don't have a record about the roiv. All we have is the Maisa Rav of Agrippa Samelach. As we explained the Brisa, that's how we know that it was heard three Pasais. No one ever measured it. Just we know there was a Maisa Shari. Once the king was on the road, and he was three Pasais away from Yerushalayim, and he heard it there. That's how we know that's three Pasais. Okay, maybe that Maisa happened to be on Yom Kippur, and that's why it was only three Pasais. Maybe on a regular day, it was even a longer distance. Yeah? Now you hear it better? Oh. Yeah, you chap? Zokti Masho to Santa Teretz. He says, it can't be that it was on Yom Kippur, the Maisa with Agrippa Samelach, that is the source of the Gimel Parsois. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, there's a Issa Tchumin, look, just like on Shabbos. On Yom Tev not, but in Yom Kippur, there's a Din Shabbos, there's a Issa Tchumin. So how could he, if Agrippa Samelach was Gimel Parsois, Chutz Yerushalayim, how could he come to Yerushalayim? Yeah, how could he go Chutz Latchum? Bechlal, how could he walk? Yeah, there, Chutz Latchum, you can move, Chutz Latchum. So it can be that it wasn't Yom Kippur. Fractum I'll show, okay, so maybe it wasn't Yom Kippur, but maybe it was a different times. Maybe it was a different time, it's not Yom Kippur. Yeah, there's no, it's a Tchumin, a Stam, a different times. Yeah, Tisha B'Av. Sagt immer so, Tainis lo yhavu bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom. The only Tainis he had bizman beis hamikdash was only Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur it can't be because there's Issur Tchumin. So that's why we know that it was a day that he wasn't fasting and he wasn't weak, and still it was only her three pasois. That's the cheshbon. Okay, so that would be interesting. You remember when we were learning Rosh Hashanah, we saw the Shitas of Rambam, that Tisha B'Av they did have, even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Tisha B'Av they did have, but we're talking about by Sheni they had Tisha B'Av, so maybe it wasn't Tisha B'Av. Yes, according to the Rambam, so it's still not a guarantee, the Marshal's Teretz. He's saying there was no other Tarnesim on Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, according to the Rambam, Tisha B'Av they had, so maybe it happened on Tisha B'Av. Okay. Weiter. V'hocho Yemoma V'hosom Leilyo. Yes, so you're right in the Cheshbon Bavom, saying the Kasha, the Spitz Kasha is because we're talking about a specific event where that's how we know, that's the only way we know that it was Gimel Parsois and not more than Gimel Parsois. In fact, I'm not sure, maybe that event also happened by a Tainis, right? That's his Kasha. Another Chilik was V'hocho Yemoma V'hocho Leilyo. Another chilik that Bedech HaTevet should have been faket, that the Gvini Korah should be louder, was because the Kohen Gadol was saying the vidui during the daytime. Yeah, that you do the avodah is only kosher bayoyim. Masha'enkin Gvini Korah, when he was waking up the Kohanim for the avodah, it was right before the day starts. Yeah, so the Gemara is saying Hosem later, it means right before the day starts. Now the Metzius is. Zog the Gimara, the Omer Ablevi, if Nimayin Choylu Shel Odom Nishma Bayoim, Kedech Shenishma Balayla. Yeah? The Metzius is that a human voice is heard louder during the night than during the day. When someone screams at night, you hear it much further distance than during the day. So, Mimelo, the Kohen Gadol, Bedech HaTeva, should have hearing a shorter distance because it's during the day. Mashenk and the Givini Kawis, which is still the end of the night, and still the Kohen Gadol is louder, so that makes the Chiddush even bigger. Now, why is it, Mipneima, Ein Kodesh Lodom Nishma Boyim Kedech Shnishma Velaylo? So maybe we would say, because during the day there's things going on, so there's more of background noise. So that's why you hear less a single voice of a person. The Gemara is saying a different reason. Mipnei galgal chamo shemenasu barokia ki chorosh hamenasu ba'arozim. Galgal chamo is not the chamo. Galgal chamo is the way Chazal saw the Metzius, that the chamo is turning. First of all, the sun is turning. And the sun is turning in a way, yeah, on a daily basis. And this is the way it's turning is that it's sitting in a wheel. The wheel, the big wheel, is turning. And in the wheel, it's like a system. In the wheel, you have the sun and other planets. Yeah, that's always the mushal you like to bring Bavon to this galgal. What's your mushal? Remind me.
Ferris wheel.
So this is the galgal chama, and that creates a very strong background sound, which puts in the shadow, so to speak, the human voices. Why does it create a sound, this wheel that's turning? So Gemara is saying because it's be'etzim cutting through the sky. Kichorosh hamenasa ba'arozim, like a carpenter that cuts wood with a creates a sound, a noise, yeah, mm-hmm. Noise of the cutting noise. So constantly throughout the day, you have the voice of this wheel cutting through the sky like cutting wood. So why is it only by day? Why by day the human voice is weaker? Only by day it's weaker because of this. The galgal chama is only moving by day. The galgal chama is always moving. It's always turning, right? The sun is always turning. It doesn't stop turning by night. So why only by day you have this effect?
Why Maybe because you don't hear it by night, because it's under you.
Very good. So the Maharsha brings down, there's a machlekes, we learned about it. Sugin Psachim, Sugin Shabbos, Benegib Nashmashis. Yes, it's machlekes, Chachmi Sol and Chachmi Umi Sa'ilom. Where does the sun go at night? The fact is that we don't see the sun at night. The question is why. So it says Chachmi Yisrael holds that it's because at night it's above the sky. It's Chaloyne Rukia, Bekeh Chaloyne Rukia. It's when the sun sets in the west, in the Mayrov, so where, what we call beneath the horizon, where does it go? It goes into a window in the sky, and then it starts turning towards the other direction above the sky from Mayrov to Mizrach till in the morning it comes into the opposite window in the east and starts the sunrise. That's how Chachmi Yisrael saw it. Chachmi Yisraelim argued, and they said that what happens is that at night the sun goes under the Eretz, which is similar to what science says today, that it goes around the planet. We turn, doesn't matter, but Lemaisa, relatively to us, so the sun at night is under the Earth, right? So when it goes beneath the horizon, it doesn't go through a window above the sky, but it goes under the earth, under our feet. So at night it's under us, and then it makes a circle. In the morning it reappears on the other side, on the opposite horizon, on the other side of the planet, on the east side. So that's the way Chachma Umus Olam saw it. And then it says, Hoidu Chachmi Yisrael Chachmi Umus Olam. We spoke about it. But anyway, Dr. Masha, so now we have to touch up our Gemara according to both Shittas. So he says, so the Pshat is at night, the sun is above the sky. So if it's above the sky, first of all, it's further away. And second of all, there's the Chatzitza of the Rakia between us and the Chama. That's why we don't see it. So that's also why we don't hear it so loud like in the day. According to Chachmi Yisraelim, what you said, Bavom, you were mechaven to the Chachmi Yisraelim. According to Chachmi Yisraelim, so it's Pashat Zok Demasha, it's even better. Because it's under the planet, so it's not negiah for us to hear it. The people on the other side of the planet hear it then. So that's why you don't hear it at night. Okay. Zog digin mova. V'hai chirgo di yoimo loshmei. V'hainu dekoma advuchad netza v'chol daire aro kelo chashivin. So this is a very interesting hoisafa the Gemara is making here. The Gemara is going all the way with this mashal. This is mamish. The Gemara is mamish describing it as a metzias, that when the sun is going through the sky, it mamish has to cut through it. In other words, it seems like Chazal see the space as something, as some kind of substance that the sun literally has to cut through it for the movement, and that's where it creates a noise. Otherwise, it wouldn't create a noise. Yeah, for a noise, you need this, some kind of a fraction, right? So if it would be empty, what?
Friction.
Correct me one more. So obviously there's some kind of friction. So it's not empty space. And we're talking, no, today there's different things, the atmosphere, there's the different whatever, different things, whatever it is, different kinds of gas or whatever it is, it's not empty.
Right.
Yeah? So this is what you see in the Gemara, that already Chazal knew that the space is not a vacuum. There's a certain friction, and it's not known also today in physics that when a plane flies. Yeah, so there's a certain
resistance.
Exactly, there's a certain resistance because it's not a vacuum. That's why when you have
winds.
What?
I thought it was because of winds.
Okay. No, there's the air itself is a resistance. There's sometimes there's also when it's against the wind, so it's even worse. It could prolong the trip. But the etzem air. That's why outside the atmosphere, a spaceship. So there's less resistance because there's no. But Kopani, the lichur the chama is there. But Kopani, you see here, Chazal were aware that the fact that the space is not empty. And mimela, there's a certain resistance that the sun actually has to cut through. And mimela, it makes a noise of the friction. And not only that, it even creates some kind of a sawdust. When you cut through wood, it creates a sawdust, what's called, right?
Right.
This dust that is flying out of the cut.
Right.
So Gemara is saying that happens also through the movement of the sun. The sun is mamish literally cutting through the atmosphere or whatever, or the space, and it creates some kind of a sawdust. And that's the dust, the Gemara says, that you could see, that everybody could see by day. If you look through the sunshine, yeah, when the sun shines, you see... Right. You see the sun rays. Yeah. Rays. So if you look in it, you see there's dust floating in it. Particles floating in it. What are those particles?
Indoors also, you see.
What?
Mainly indoors. Yeah.
Doesn't matter wherever it is, outdoors, indoors, when it's you're looking through the sunlight, yeah, wherever the sun shines. So you see these particles floating in the air, right? What is that? Where's it coming from? Yeah. So you might think it's all over the place. Just when the sun shines, you see it. So Chazal say no. This is a result of the sun, because the sun is cutting through the space, and that mamish like it's like cutting in wood, and it creates like some kind of a sawdust, and that's the particles that you see in the sunlight. That's what the Gemara is saying here. The high. Chirga de yoimo, the hainu, that sawdust that you see in the day, lo shmei, it's called lo, it has a name, the name of it is lo. Lo. Lo is lo, it's like something that doesn't exist, right? So why is it called this way? Zoktvashi, lo shmei, kein shmoi, lo shen ein. Ki'ilu, it's almost nothing, it's almost the ein, it's almost a non-existence, so that's why it's called none. Yeah, nothing, no. But it is something. That's the sawdust. V'hainu dekoma nevuchadnetza v'chol daivei aro kiloch hashivin. Yeah, there's a pasuk in Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar was saying, all the people on earth, all mankind, are like a nothing, are like this law. What is lo? Kelo chashivin. Yeah, Pashas, you read the pasuk, it means they're like nothing. So Gemara is saying, no, he's referring to this specific sawdust of the sun, which is called lo. So when he's saying, all mankind, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, is saying they're considered like lo, he means they're like sawdust for me. They're nothing. They're like this sawdust that is called nothing, that is called lo. Sawdust of the sun. Yeah, the sawdust of the sun. Yeah. It's interesting, Weisdois, the Metzius is that at night you don't see it. It's not just because in the day you have the light and in the night it's dark. Yeah? You have a lit place in the night, yeah? You don't see these particles. Right? What happened to them? Where did they disappear? Yeah, you have a light of any artificial light at night. You don't see. Yeah, you have flashlight. You have light, electricity. You have fire. Whatever it is. Yeah, you don't see these particles. What happened to them? Weisdois. It's not particles that are always there. Just the sun is shining on them, but they are the result of the sunlight, and that's why you only have them by day. Chirga de yoima. Now, it's interesting. There's a Gemara in Nedarim, I think. And the Gemara says this is healthy. This sawdust of the sun, these particles that are floating in the air and the sunlight, are healthy. It's good. It's good for refuah. The Gemara Nedarim about it. Yeah, the Mashal talks about it. In Kana Makom Ma'ariv, just mentioned. Okay, Tanu Rabban, Ilmale Koil Chamo Nishma, Ilmale Gagal Chamo Nishma Koil Hamoina Shul Roimi. Yes, so we already saw that the galgal chama creates a noise, a sound. And the Gemara is saying there's another sound that is constantly going on in the world, which is accompanied by daytime, which is koil hamoina shel roimi. Koil hamoina shel roimi kipshutei means the sound of of people. Yeah, Hamanish Roimi. The Roimi is the Roman Empire. That's like the they had, they already had advanced cities. You know that there's a massive of Mischer and people are gathering together. It's not like in the olden days that you had a small village here, a small village there. People were minding their own business. Raimi is already a massive of a big gathering of people. Yeah. They have big marketplaces and these kinds of things. So that already creates a constant background noise in the world. And the Gemara is saying the reason we don't hear it is for the same reason we don't hear the Galgal Chama's voice. Yeah, we saw that. The Gemara said the Galgal Chama's sound overlaps the voice of the of people, that it makes it lower, but we don't actually hear the voice of the Galgal Chama, the sound of the Galgal Chama, and we don't actually hear the sound of the Hamanish Lurayim either. So Gemara is saying the reason is because they're canceling each other. Yeah. Obviously, there's more to it. Yeah, there's the Marsha has the Arichas here. The Tua, he wants to say that it's a Mashal. Bianca Vemdin wants to say that Bichlad the Gemara is not talking here about a physical physical sound. It's talking about a Ruchnis de Kukoil. Okay. But he says it does have a certain effect. Even a Ruchnis de Kukoil, Dr. Bianca Vemdin, has an effect even on the physical hearing. So, Kitzer, that's Yavulun Kipshuti, that's what it says. Tanu Rabbanon. Shalosh Koilis Holchim Soifa Oilam Vat Soifai. Ve'eluhein. Yes, also, according to Bianca Vemdin, this is called Ruchni. Literally, it means that these are sounds that you can hear in the whole world. Bianca Vemdin is saying that it's something Ruchni. The Masha, Chlal is saying it's a kind of a mashal. Kopanim, Kipshutai, these are sounds that you could always hear all over the place. Yeah, just they're canceling each other as we saw before. What are the three koilos? Ve'eluhein kol galgal chama v'kol hamoyin shel roimi. These two were already mentioned. Now the Brisa adds a third one. V'koil neshama b'shosh yoytza min aguf. Where when someone dies, so the sound of neshama, the sound of the neshama come out of the body is a sound that you could hear in the whole world. Now this is obviously not a constant sound. Like kol galgal chama v'kol hamoyin shel roimi. Yeah, it's all the time, maybe during the daytime. Is only when someone dies. Maybe every minute there's someone in the world that dies, if there's enough people. But basically here the point is not about the time, it's about the distance. That you could hear it all over the world, just like the other two koilos, that you could hear all over the world. So there's a chiddush in the Brisa also about the Kol Hamanish L'Roimi and Kol Galgal Chama, that didn't say it before, that Holchim Misoifa Oilam Vat Soifa, you could hear it in the whole world. V'yesh Oimrim Af Leido. Yeah, the voice of Leida, of when a woman gives birth. That also is a Kol Shenishma Misoifa Ilam Vat Soifa. Yeah, so you could say the reason we don't hear it, if it's Kipshute, if it's a physical sound, it's for the same reason the Gemara said before. These sounds are canceling each other. Yeah, they're overlapping each other. V'yesh Oinim Afridya. Another Shita is Afridya. What is Ridya? Ridya is Harisha, plowing. What, plowing makes such a strong voice? Zok Rashi doesn't mean kipshutei harisha. It means maloch hamemune al hashkois haoritz mimetar shumayim malumi detahoy mitachas. The hain watering the world from through the rain and through the underground ground water. There's a malach that is in charge of it, and what he does, his job is the koyvel of him. Shenem atahoyim al tahoyim koyve. Yeah, he kilu calls them. Yeah, like this, the Givini Koriz that is calling the Kohanim. He's calling the water. He's calling the rain to come down. He's calling the rain to come from under, from the springs. Kedamrinin Maseches Tainis. So why is it called Ridya? So because we're talking about the voice of this Malach. The voice when he makes his call, he calls the water. So that's a sound that you can hear in the whole world. Now, why is it called Ridya, which means Chavisha? Zokt Rashi Veamrinon Hasam in Tainis. It says the domi leeglo. This malach looks like an eagle, like a young cow, like a young ox. V'lochi nikra vidya loshen shoyr achoyrish, because the plowing, the harisha, is being done by a shoyr. So that's why, this malach that looks like a cow, looks like an eagle, is called vidya. Because Ridya in Lashon Aramis is harisha. Yeah, when it says in the Torah loy sachrish b'shoyr, so it says as the Targum says loy sildi. Okay. Ubo rachmonon rachme yaneshama b'shoshi yoytza min aguf ubatluha. The Hainu. Yeah, among all these sounds, there's one of them that the Chachamim Davin that it should stop, that it shouldn't be so strong, and that is the Kol Neshama B'Shasha Yotzei Min HaGuf. It's interesting. We don't hear the other voices, the other sounds either. Yeah, B'Shas Lega, you hear the sound of the whole world. You hear the sound of this Malach every day. You can identify it. So according to Rabbi Yankev Emdin, okay, you could say it's a Kol Ruchni. But if it's Kipshutai, so lemaisa, we don't hear it. So why did Chazal have to be mevakish rachmim? For why did Chachamim have to be mevakish rachmim? Dafka about this sound. Yeah, ish la'ayin, efshir. Yeah, these sounds are really somewhere in the background. It's part of the background sound that you always hear. Just they're canceling each other, like the Gemara said before. You can't identify them. You can't notice this is koila gadachamah. This is koila manish l'vayin. But basically, the whole background sound that we have during the day. Yeah, we saw that it's that because of that, when a person screams, so it's lower. So it is something that has some kind of a physical effect. It's a background voice, background sound. So it could be this specific sound of the neshama sheyetzim in a goof was something very frightening. Was a very frightening sound. So Chachaim Davin that it should stop. That it shouldn't be.
You see, Leiter B'Yagav, even if it's a ruchnis, they still davened. That even
right. So maybe it's something that affects the neshama. That it's a. But I'm saying kipshutoi. So come on, Miyakev, I'm not asking. So kipshutoi. So it needs a hasbro. So what's the point? Why did he daven for it? Anyway, it doesn't seem to bother us or the rest of these koilis. So efshir, I'm saying it's something that adds to the mix of the background sound. And this element, this ingredient of the kol neshama sheyetzim min haguf. Maybe had a negative effect on people, yeah. Even if they weren't able to specifically identify it, maybe it wasn't such a gishmaka sound. So that's why Bo Rabban Rachmi Batlu. Tanya Kabasi Rab Shilo. Hayaitzil Adech Koidim Kviyas Agever Domei Biroi. It's only a Yesh Oimim, by the way. No, that's not a Yesh Oimim. That's Likul Alma. The this Koil. So today we only have two voices according to Tanakama. Two, the Koil Amonish Loimim and the Koil Galgalchama. It's like interesting. I'm noticing now, could be the previous brisa that we had. How come it's not addressing the koil and shoma yetzu min aguf? Shalosh koilis. Why is it only addressing two of the three?
Yeah, but these two sounds are a whole day.
I hear. You're saying maybe because these are the whole day and this is not the whole day here. But I want to suggest a different teretz. Maybe the previous brayso was said after Bo Rachmi Rabban Rachmi Hashem Batlu. So you only have two remaining koilis.
Yeah.
There's the Yesh Oimrims, but according to Tanakama, you had three. You know, you only have these two. Right. Tanya Kavasi Rab Shilo. So Adkan. Yeah. So now we're back to Machlokes Rav and Rab Shilo. Yeah. Adkan. We had a right to Rav that it's the koil. Zman Tumas Adeshin was by the kol of the Gvini Kol, right? And the Gemara already Bidech Agav brought all kinds of things about this. Now, the Gemara is bringing right to Rav Shilo. Tanik was the Rav Shilo. Rav Shilo holds that it's Tanik Goylo. Hayoitz Laderech Koidim Kriyas Agever Dome Geroishoi. Someone goes on the way, hits the road before the morning, before the Kriyas Agever. Dome Geroishoi. What is Dome Geroishoi? It's Dr. Rashi. The expression "domi b'roishe" means that if something is going to happen to him, if he's going to die, so his blood is on his head. The hainu, the blame and the responsibility for his death is on him. He's going to be the one that's going to be punished for his own death. That's the term "domi b'roishe." It's on him because he caused it. Yeah, what do you see here? Laila is man hamazikim, yeah. So if someone hits the road at night, so it's a dangerous thing. And if something is going to happen as a result, it's he could only blame himself. He's the one that is going to be responsible for it, and he's going to one that is going to be punished for it. Now, the Braisa here says that this applies till the morning, till Kriyas Agever. What is Kriyas Agever? Doesn't say. But then it says, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ad she yishne v'yishonim ad she yishalash. Dehainu, until the gever, whoever that is gonna call twice, and some say even three times. So now we see that the gever we were talking about here is the Tanagoil. We're talking about the phenomenon, natural phenomenon that you have the roosters calling out loud in the morning before the morning, and they repeat it, yeah, twice and three times. And the Brisa says that it's we're talking about a Tanagoil Beinani here, Zok Rashi Shainim in Ma'a Kriyosev Eloi Me'acher. Yeah, Tanagoil Beinani doesn't mean it's not talking about the size of the Tanagoil. It's talking about the time when he makes his call. Dainu, not all the roosters are doing it at the same second. There's some of them that are Zvizim Akdimim, and some of them that are late. So here, we're talking about the Beinani. Dainu, a person has to wait before he eats the road till he hears the rooster calling. And some say till he hears it twice or three times, but he doesn't have to wait for all the roosters, and also he can't start going when the earlier rooster starts, but he has to wait for the Beinani. There were those that are not too early and not too late, those the average ones, so to speak. So from this we see that the term, the Lashon, Kriyas HaGever, means Kavat HaNegoilo. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. So Emelo, even though this Bryce is talking about a whole different thing, but we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Becholiyim term is a gever, Bekriyas a gever, it's a deshim, it's a mizbeach. Bekriyas a gever, it's using the same term of Kriyas a gever. Vayistos also in the Mishnah it means Tanegoilo like Rav Shila. That's the right. Omav Yehuda Amarav Beshosh Yisrael Oylim Lo Regel Oym Din Tzfufim Mishtachavim Revochim. So this is the famous Gemara. When they were standing in the Beis HaMikdash, the Oyli Regolim, so because it was such a big Oylam, so they were very crowded. Ad Kedikach, that they were Tzfufim. When they were standing, they were Tzfufim. What does Tzfufim mean?
Very close together, very, tight.
So how does it fit into the Lashon Tzfufim? So Rashi says Tzfufim doesn't mean tight. It doesn't mean crowded, it means a result of being crowded. Tzfufim is Lashon Tzaf, floating. Tzfufim is floating.
So Rashi
says, the point is, they were so crowded that some of them were already not standing, their feet were already rising above the ground. They were already not standing the ground, they already found themselves in the air.
Wow.
That's what happens when it's very crowded.
Yeah.
You don't... You're standing straight, and you're already. There's a point that Af Raglov Nitolim Al Ha'Ovitz. He's just standing in the air, by people around him are holding him in place. That's what Tzfufim means. Tzfufim doesn't mean tight; it means floating.
On the subway,
I've heard
people lifted, but I've never seen
heard of it.
You're being lifted above the ground. Yeah. So that's what the word Tzfufim means. Just as an expression that means they're very crowded, right? But the word literally means floating. So that's how crowded it was when they were standing, when they were oimdim. But then when they were mishtachavim, when they were bound down, so they were revachim. So then, not only they had room, but they had space, they had extra space. Rashi says, each person, between the people, there was daladamis. Achiyesh benen daladamis.
Between
the people that were mishtachvin, they were daladamis. Because that's a pshat revachim. Revachim means empty space. Now, it's taka interesting.
That means dalad. Each person was daladamis from the next person. That's what
right. Each person was daladamis from the next one. So this is a nace. This is something that right. can't be, but dechatevet was a nace. Now, it's taka interesting. Why was this necessary, this nace?
So Rashi explains it.
So Rashi says, "Shelo yishma ish vidui shel chaveiroi, shelo yikolim." Because they were saying vidui then, so it's a private thing, it's a personal thing, so you don't want to... There's even a din by vidu that you're not allowed to ashvi nesui pesha ksui chato. You're not allowed to say a vidu in a way that other people are going to hear what are your aveiros. It's a chutzpah kavah bishmai. You're supposed to it's not kavod shemaim. So imelo, that's why there had to be space. That's what Rashi says. Which is interesting, because this is what they were doing when they were bowing down. They were saying vidui. So they were saying Baruch Shem then, yeah. They were bowing down for the Shmias Hashem, right? Show you Shem Hashem Anichbot Vanoivo. So in the Kol Mishtachavim Vayim Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Elohim Vod. But Lamaisa, this Shem was being said in the context of the Vidui of the King Godel. So when he was saying the Vidui of Klai Yisrael, so vice versa when they were being Mishtachavim during the Vidui, so they were also saying the Vidui. Uncle Pani the Masha points out. Who you could say Pashit? Who you don't have to come on to this? They needed to be revokim when they were mishtachavim, because they were when someone bows down, so it takes more space than when he's standing up. That's all. If they would stay the same in the same crowdness like when they were standing, so it wouldn't be possible to bow down. That's all. What does Rashi have to come on to this shtikul toivo about? You know, it's vidui, so you don't want people to hear each other. And even Daladamis, he says, even Daladamis makes sense. The Gemara doesn't say Daladamis, but Rashi says there's Daladamis, other Rishonim. Okay, but even Daladamis, the Masha says, we know that a height of a person is Adam Bein, he's Daladamis. So that's why you need Daladamis, when he's laying down. What do you have to come on to the vidui, not to be heard to others? And that's the way usually people think about it. This famous Gemara, they were standing up, so they were crowded. But then you have all this crowd having to bow down, so Pashit literally technically takes more space. Everyone is, instead of standing, yeah, is only the room for the feet you need. Now you're laying down, so you need more room. That's all. What does Rashi have to come up to the svar of the vidu, not to be heard by others? Yeah, Zokta Marsho, Miu, yeah, he brings down Rashi. Vidish Lagorach Misola Bishtachavaya, Shishikolach at Pirit Chetish Shleikolem Mechavei, right? Yeah, he says, he adds on Rashi, yeah, Rashi's, that the Vidi, the Pshat is, everyone was Mefarit, his Averis, you know. It's like it says in the Pesachim, when you say El Chet, yeah, you say the Vidi in Yom Kippur, that everybody says, you don't have to say it quietly, there's no problem that other people are going to hear you, because everybody's saying the same thing. So that's not called revealing your Averis to others. You're just saying the Nusach, right? But here, obviously, and that's Tako Din Lechatchila anyway, that if a person knows that he did a specific Aveira, he has to mention it specifically as part of the Vidui. And that already, you have to say quietly that nobody should hear. Because that already is a Chutzpah Kelei Pishmaya, that you don't mind advertising your aveiros. So in Meilo, Zokta Marsho, Kol Echad Pirat Chetish Lo Yikolem Mechavei, Kol Echad Pirat Chet, he was Mefarad as a Chataim, and that's why, yeah, you have to keep it at large. Rashi is saying, Shelo Yikolem, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Yeah, Rashi seems, is loved after referring to the Din, as we said, Rashi is saying, Shelo Yikolem, they shouldn't be embarrassed, that other people should hear your aveiros. But upon him, Zokta Marsho, Miu Belavochi, Bi Yishtachavo, Kshoha Yushayim is Hashem, Yipiko and Godl, Ho Yitzvichim, Avocho Daladamu, Shi Yishtachavo, Beshituach Ponov Al Ha'or, it's Da'o Adamach, Zik Daladamu, it's Bechol Mokoyim. So it seems like the Marsho is kilu, he's having a ha'or on Rashi. Well, you have to come on to the shtikul toivo about the vidui. You could say pashit mishtachavim yivachim, because mishtachavoy it takes more space than amido, and it takes daladamis. What's wrong with that? What does Rashi have to come on to his shtikul toivo about the vidui? I think that's how usually people understand this gemara mishtachavim yivachim, because mishtachavoy technically takes more than amido. So I think the pshat in Rashi is like this. Rashi is being medayik, the Loshon Revachim, like we were Miram is in the beginning. Revachim means space, empty space. So Mishtachavim Revachim doesn't just mean that then they weren't crowded anymore like they were before, also there was place for bowing down. That's obvious, but it's more than that. You see that B'sh'as Tehishtachavoyo, they weren't crowded anymore, even in this position. Yeah, it could have been, okay, before there was only room for everybody to stand, and now there's room for everybody to bow down. Ready for that, you need much more room, but it could have been that while they're bowing down, they're still crowded, they're tight together. Yeah, they're all tight, touching each other. That and still they could do the Ishtachavaya. Just, it would already be a nace, right? It would already be a nace. Because in a place there was only room to stand, and now there's room for everybody to bow down, that's already an ace. But it says more than that. It says, "Oyin din tzfufim umishtachavim mevachim." Dehainu, not only they were able to do ishtachavaya when it was so crowded, when they were standing, which is already an ace, but more so when they were being mishtachave. Not only they were able to be mishtachave, but they weren't tzfufim bechlal when during the ishtachavaya. They were mevachim. There was space in between them. So you see in the Gemara that the nace wasn't only they were able to change the position from Amidah to Ishtachavaya, which takes much more room after they were crowded by the Amidah, how all of a sudden there's room for everybody for doing Ishtachavaya. But more than that, Inachinami, that's already a nace, but it says more than that. It says it wasn't crowded anymore. If it was crowded when they were standing, how is it all of a sudden not crowded when they're bowing down? It should be even more crowded. Yeah, it should also be crowded. So you see there was an extra nace. Why was that nace necessary? That's what bothered Rashi. Rashi in the nose. Obviously, with the Mashah saying it's Pashit. That's Mishtachavoy already needs more room there. But why did you need to have space between them? Why would they have to be? What would it share if there would be still tzfufim even by Ishtachavaya? But Chachi, you would have the nace for being able to do Ishtachavaya. That's all I Zakt Rashi, you needed space in between the people in order for them to not hear the video of each other. That was necessary, this extra nace. Not only they were able to do the Ishtachavaya, but the Mishtachavim Revachim. There was space between the people after they bowed down. That's the extra chiddush. Zog the Gemara. V'nimshochim achas esrei amo, achoy rebeis hakapoyres. Dehainu, achas esrei amo, zok Rashi, that's we had before in the sugya that was describing the Tzuvas Abayis. Daft's design. So it says there. Second. Design with base. So it says like this. Mekayim Drisas, it's describing the Azara from Mizrach to Meirav. So it says, Mekayim Drisas Ragli Yisrael Yudalef Amo. That's the Ezra Yisrael where the Israelim stand. Mekayim Drisas Ragli Yakoyhanim Yudalef Amo. That's further in. Mizbeach Shloishim Ushtaim, Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach Esvim Ushtaim, Vahechul Kuf Amo, Vyud Aleph Amo Achay Rebeis HaKapoyvis. Dehainu, behind the Beis HaMikdash, between the Kodesh HaKodashim, the back of the Kodesh HaKodashim, till the Choyma of the Azava, the Mayu of Choyma, there was empty space of 11 Amo. That's what it's referring to here. Nimshochim Achas V'si Amo Achay Rebeis HaKapoyvis. Dehainu, it was so crowded that they had to spread out around the actual building, the Beis HaMikdash, until they filled up even the space behind the Kodesh HaKodashim. These 11 Amah were also full of people. That's how they were crowded. It's not interesting, as Shaila is, for getting there, you have to go through the Mekayim Drisas Ragli Koyhanim, the Ezra Koyhanim. The Shad is if Yisraelim are allowed Bichlal to go there. So and Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach. So Bianca Vendin wants to say here that the Nimshach in Achas Esuyama, those people that ended up, being pushed or moving to that space were Koyhanim. Among the crowd, you also have Koyhanim. So the Koyhanim Shebahem. They went there. The Israelim stayed in the place where they could stand. But anyway, in total, the whole crowd here is all over the Heich, all over the Azara, even behind the Beis HaMikdash. They're filling up even that space. Frag the Gemara, Maiko Oma. What's there? Who it's Pasha? It's describing how crowded it was that they filled up the space. What is the Gemara asking Maiko Oma? Zok Trashi. Me'achar shimishtachav im revochim. The Gemara is asking like this. Where does it say in the Brisa, at what point I'm sorry, in Rav's Memra. At what point is it mentioning this Nimshochim? If it would say it after the Oimdin Tzfufim, it would make sense. Oimdin Tzfufim, Ad Kedikach, that Nimshochim, Achas Yisra'am, Achri Yisra'am, Achri Yisra'am. It was so crowded, they had to, some of them, go behind the building. But it doesn't say it there. It says it after the Mishtachavim Yivachim. It says it after the Nes. It sounds like B'shas Yishtachavayim, Mishtachavim Yivachim. So Nimshochim, Achas Yisra'am, Achri Yisra'am, Sufek Digimor, Maiko Omar, Dehainu, if there was a Nes, that it's not crowded anymore. B'shas Yishtachavoyah. So why did they have to go? Why did they had to go behind the building? This is not a nes. This is b'derech hatav. You're saying it's crowded here, so some people go there. Yeah, but here it's saying this is what happened by the Yishtachavoyah is a nes that they were able to have Yishtachavoyah when at the beginning when they were standing it was so crowded. So what's the point of mentioning it now? After the Yishtachavoyah, you're saying now they had to go behind the building. Now it's a nes. Now this empty space between them, it's not even crowded anymore. So why do they have to go behind the building? Zog digimol hochikoma. Afal pishen imshochim achas esriyam achor yabisak opoyres v'oim din tzfufim kesheim yishtachavim revochim. Dehainu, in a chinami. The nimshochim happened before the Mishtachavim Revochim. Just the reason why it's mentioned after is because it's coming to say a bigger Chiddush. Even though, when they were standing, they were Nimshachim, Achas Asviyamo, Mechoy Bisakapayri, still, when they were Mishtachavim, they were Mishtachavim Revochim. So, Lamaisa, what's exactly the Revusi here? What's exactly the Chiddush? So, the way I understood it, the way I would say Kipshuta in the Gemara, is the pshat is like this. This is an extra description of how crowded they were. They were so crowded that Pashit, there was no room anymore in front of the Heichal. They had to go behind the Kodesh HaKodoshim, right? And still, Afal Pichein, even though it was so crowded, still, Mishtachav Mimivochim. It's coming to make a Revusa in the Neis. But Rashi is not saying like Rashi is saying differently. Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. What is the Chiddush, Dr. Rashi? Hachikoma. Hayvinim shochim achoy ve'arei shokoy. Kodim shtachava v'hachikoma. Af al bishnim shochim achoy ha'kapriz v'yu tzichim lamu yitzfufim yu oiv doichkom. Afilu hachik isho yu kulo mishtachavim boim lemizrach ha'mizbeach. Mitoicha azova u'mishtachavim lifna ha'heichol ber'vevach. All different pshat. Rashi says the Chiddush is b'shas l'ishtachavoyo they had to stand in front of the bais. They couldn't be behind the bais. The ishtachavaya is towards the bais. So the chiddush is like this. Even though when they were standing, it was so crowded that some of them had to go behind the bais, still, b'shas the ishtachavaya, not only they had the neis that they were able to bow down, not only had the second knech and the neis like we saw that they had space in between them, but there was another knech, there was another chiddush in the neis that even the people that were already standing behind the Kodesh HaKodashim, they had to come to the front of the Heichol in order to do the Yishtachavaya. So now you have even more people than you had originally in front of the Heichol, and still there's room for the Mishtachavim Revachim, so that makes the Neis even bigger. Yeah, so it's a different pshat than what we said. Without Luli Divi Rashi, I would say more pashat. They would say, forget it, but even if they're not moving now for the Yishtachavaya in front of the Azorah, the pshat is, it's just adding to the description how crowded it was. It's so crowded that they even have to go behind the building. And still, Mishtachavim Revochim. So Rashi, for some reason, is not happy with that. Rashi is adding his Eisofa. So it could be the Pshat is like this. The reason why our Pshat is not good enough, technically, is because if you're saying, yeah, if we assume that even Bishas Yishtachavaya, those that were behind the Kodesh Kodeshim stayed there, so it doesn't make it any bigger Chiddush, the Mishtachavim Revachim, just because the fact that it was so crowded that they had to go behind the building doesn't make it a bigger Chiddush, because now you just have bigger space. So, relatively, yeah, proportionally, now you have you need the nais of making space between them. It doesn't make it any more of a bigger nais. It's not any revusa. You're saying it was so crowded they had to go behind the building. So what? But they're still behind the building. Those that are there, they're still there. So now they need a nais, Mishtachavim Revachim. The only way to understand the extra chiddush here, the afal pichein, is if you say now they have to come back to the front, so now it's supposed to be even more crowded than it was, and still you have the mishtachim yivachim. So that's what makes the chiddush even bigger, the nais even bigger. וזה אחד מעשור הניסים שנעשו במקדוש. דתנן, המשנן אובויס, עשור הניסים נעשו בביס המקדוש. א', לא הפילו איש המריח בשר הקודש. דהיינו, רשי says, we're talking about איש המוברס, שנסעב סולחו מבשר הצליק שמה לריח. Yeah, obviously, she was embarrassed talking about aloi pila. So the Metzia says, yeah, sometimes when she smells food, a strong smell of food, it could affect her. And if you don't give her to eat from it, so there was never a miscarriage as a result of a pregnant woman smelling the reich of the basar kodesh. The hainu when it was basically grilling on the mizbeach, right? The haktorah that caused a strong smell of grilling meat, right? So, and still, there never caused any side effects. What is that talking about? The basar of the kodshim never spoiled and had a bad smell. Never decomposed, never spoiled. There's a gilsum that says Hashas brings loy hisliya. Yeah? Why would it spoil, ichura? You right away, take care of it. Yeah, whatever you have to do with it. Why should it spoil it? A basar would only. We're talking about fresh meat. You just shechted the behemah, right? So what's the chiddush that it didn't spoil? The only way it could spoil is if you leave it for a few days sitting. So here, you're doing the akrova right away. Yeah, why would it be masriach b'derech hateva? Why do you need an ace for that? You know, Rabbi Say.
Some of the basar was given to the Dayan.
Yeah.
So if that wasn't eaten right away, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying very good. So let's see. So one thing at a time. Suppose the Ritva says, the Pshat is, because sometimes there were so many Korbanis that they didn't have time to be Makdir all of them right away. So they had to do it, one at a time, some at a time. And in Mela, in the meantime, what did they do with the other Korbanis? They had to wait. Now, you can't stand wait overnight because it's going to be Nifsel Belino. So what did they do? You mali moisam b'roshi shel mizbeach. You have to put it on the top of the mizbeach, but you're not throwing it into the fire yet. There's no, it's the fire is not big strong enough to burn everything together. And there's a din in Hilchis Lino, once it's already b'roshi shel mizbeach, it's not Nifsel Belino. Fine. But al kulpanim, it might stay there sometimes, Dr. Ritva, shnayim v'shloisha yomim, ad shehoyu you pnuim, till the fire is available to burn them, to do the aktorah. So that already should have spoiled, but b'dechateva, that basar, in those cases, the korbanis, that you're leaving on top of the mizbech, on the side, till you're going to be able to do the aktorah, sometimes it's lasted there for a few days, and it should have spoiled, b'dechateva, so that's where you need the neis. So you see, the Ritva is saying differently than you. Why is it? It seems like, sotako, the me'iri, you mechav into the me'iri. The Meiri says, Poshet. Yeah, you see, the Ritva's mom is saying, Olshtikul Tovah here. Sometimes, they couldn't burn everything together, so they had to put it aside. Hola, 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 kimta, right? Zok to Meiri, Poshet. The Arkobonis, that an Echolim, le-shneyom, in v'layla echod, yeah, shlomim, yeah, kochim kalim. So, Mimelo, that basar that they ate, was left over a few days. Mimela, that's why b'dechatev it would spoil if not for this neis. Push it. So you don't need any ukimta. That was the norm. Yeah, that it's necholim mishneyom v'lay lo'echot. So you don't have to come out to ukimta like the Ritva. Why doesn't the Ritva say that? Who is it? Push the teretz to maybe. What you said. Well, what does the maybe? What does the Ritva have to come out to this whole ukimta that sometimes they need it for the haktorah to wait? They couldn't do it right away. It slept for a few days. What does he have to come on to this? So Lemaisa could be this taco, something significant here going on. This one second. Oh. The Mashoif North. Is this? Oh. Points out. Michlal nisei b'samigdash zokt lo yisriach b'sar kodesh zokt marsho michlal nisei b'samigdash choshiv lehu. Dehainu, this is one of the asor nisim shenasu b'beis hamikdash, right? Now lichura, this wasn't b'samigdash fek de marsho. גם שהיו בשר קודש כמו כגון קודשים קלים נאכלים בכל העיר. In other words, the Marsha seems to learn Pshat and Gemara like the Meiri, that we're talking about which basar, not the basar of the Haktaro, not the Achilas Gavoya, we're talking about the Achilas Hedyot. And that, Taka, you know, is Shneyamim V'layla Echot sometimes, so that could stay over for a few days. And in the middle of the Dech HaTev, it should have spoiled, the nice was that it didn't. Fact the Marsha, so why is this a nice of the Beis HaMikdash? Basar Kodshim Kalim is Nechal B'chol Oir, B'chol Yerushalayim, not only Beis HaMikdash. So for that you need to have a nace in the whole city, in the whole Yerushalayim. So why is this one of the nisim of Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, this is the Marsha's Ha'orah. So Zog de Marsha Efsho Shaloyu Nisim Eilu Ela Bekochi Kochim Oi Gam Bekochim Kalim Uba Mikdosh. So Marsha says two tirutzim. Either Itako didn't happen by the Kochim Kalim, that an echolim b'chol ha'ir, it only happened by the Kochi Kochim. Kochi Kochim you could only eat in the Azorah, in the base of Mikdosh. The problem is, but Kochim Kochim usually are not Shneyamim V'Layla Echad. Kochim Kochim are not Shneyamim V'Layla Echad. Yeah, it's only one day, so why would it spoil, right? So that's a Shtikl Shverkeit. So the Marsha says, maybe we're talking about Kochim Kalim Tako, but only in the base of Mikdosh. The Hainu. In a chinami, when you already took it out to eat it in the city, the shlomim, so then it might spoil. Then you didn't have this protection of the neis. But as long as it was in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, let's say if you could eat it in the Beis HaMikdash, you could eat it in the Azor also, right? If you kept it in the Azor, it didn't spoil. Okay? So you see, it's a shtikl problem here. It's a shtikl daichak. So that already could give us a mahaloch. Why does the Ritva stay away from this? Why does the Ritva doesn't say not say like the Me'iri? Because according to the Me'iri, that we're talking here about Achilas Hedyot, Basar Hanecho, so we have the Marsha's Kasha. So Mimanafshach, if it's Kochim Kalim, so it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, it's in the whole Yerushalayim. Elamai, maybe only when it was in the Beis HaMikdash, Shtikul Daichak, yeah? Elamai, it's Kochi Kochim, that he only eat in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, but that's not Shneyamim V'Layla Echot. So it's Shtikul Shveh, the Me'iri Taka says, we're talking about Kochim Kalim, Shneyachalim Shneyamim V'Layla Echot. So maybe that's why the Ritva didn't want to learn this way. Because we're talking about an ace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously we're not talking about Kochim Kalim HaNecholim B'chol HaYir. So what is it? And the other hand, Kochi Kochim only one day you eat it. So why would it spoil? So Vaistoy Zok the Ritva Al-Kocha, we're talking about the Achilas Gavaya, the Aktor on the Mizbeach, which that also sometimes it happened that you wouldn't be able to do it right away, so you kept it on the Rosh HaMizbeach for a few days, and then that's what it should have spoiled. So that's why it's called the Nes in the Beis HaMikdash, not in Kol HaYir. So maybe that's why the Ritva didn't want to say like the Meiri. You hear? But I think Efsher, I just want to add, Noch HaKnech Efsher, there's a different reason why the Ritva didn't want to say it like the Meiri, and this already is going to be something much more significant here. When it says here there was a Nes Me'olam Lo Yisriach B'Sar HaKodesh, right? Could be the Ritva holds that this nace only happened with the bus of the Korbanis. Not because of these technical problems that we said, Chutzli be something that Yerushalayim, Kochim Kalim, Kochim Pashit. Could be the whole nace here was only neged to the Korbanis. You see all the other nisim that are mentioned here about the Korbanis. Riach Besar HaKodesh is when it's burning in the Mizbeach. Yeah, we'll see soon all the nisim that I mentioned later. It's about the korbanis. So Efsher, yeah, the chelik anecho, yeah, even though it's coming from korbanis, but could be the Ritva holds that didn't have this nace. The nace only happened to the chelik gavaya, to the korbanis that are nikrav legavaya. Mashen can the Meiri holds no, this nace happened even on the chelik anecho. Even the chelik anechal mishulchan gavaya kazochu. Yeah, you're eating kayanim oichlim by miskapim, or even Israelim. It's also part of the covenant. So even that has a nace. Actually, you have here machlekes vishoinim that this nace was only by the kedusha of the korban alein, or even by the chelik anechal. The loyni rezvuv bebeis hamidbuchayin. Yeah, was finished here. So that's another nace. What number is this? We had so far 1, 2. This is the third one. What is beis hamidbuchayin? Zoktvashi shel azora. The hainu. This is the shulchanos where they were. This is where they had the makim shechitim, the tzofen, and they had the shulchanos there for the basar. So you have a whole slaughterhouse there, so to speak, of the korbanis, and it's b'dech hateva. You have flies there that are attracted to the meat, and there it was never seen. V'loy eira ker l'koyin gadol b'yom kippurim. Never. No, so what is the whole half of the perek talking about? Keeping the Kohen Gadol from falling asleep, that he shouldn't have carry, and the whole thing about the macholim that he shouldn't eat, that they don't have carry, and already in the beginning of the Masechta we had maskinim lekohen tachtav shemayeru v'psul, which is carry. Rashi says there. So what is all this concern about the Kohen Gadol being about carry in Yom Kippur, not being able to do the avodah? If it says lehed yoloi eira keri li kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, specifically talking about the kohen gadol in Yom Kippur, he never had keri. So why did you need to do? And this is a nes, right? It's one of the asara nesim. It doesn't mean something. So why did you need all this ishtadlus to prevent the kohen gadol from having keri? If anyway you had the nes. So the Yerushalmi asks this kasha. Yeah, we already mentioned this in the past. Yerushalmi says two tirutzim. One teretz ain't saying chimel aneis, like you're saying. Ina chinami, the maizah there was aneis, but you have to make sure b'decha teva to do your best that you shouldn't have to come on to that, because you can rely. It's not a guarantee. Nachat teretz zok to Yerushalmi. This mishnah in Ovis that says le'eira ker le'kengod b'yom kippurim is talking in Bais Rishoin. In Bais Rishoin, as we're talking, going to see Mitzvah Shem on his base, was a whole different Madrego, Vashuas Hashchina, was a whole different Mitzvahs, different Kedusha. There was Zaycha for these Nisim. Bais Sheini not. So Bais Sheini, you didn't have this Nes of Le'er Keri. So that's why they had all the Mishnahs in our Perek are talking about Bais Sheini. That's what you had to do, all the Ishtadlis, for Kengod not to have Keri, because you didn't have this Nes by Bais Sheini. We see lehedya our mishnah is talking about Bais Sheni, because we have the kohen gani, the kohen gedolim that are suspected to be tzdukim and to change the ktheiris. All these things are things that happened by Bais Sheni. When the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah Kippurim, he describes being made by Sheni tzatz haminus b'Yisrael, they started being tzdukim. This is all Bais Sheni phenomenon. So our mishnah is talking about Bais Sheni. So that's what we worried about. Carry the mishnah novice is talking about Bais Rishon. V'leinim tzapsul ba'imer b'shtei alechem b'lechem aponim. There was never something that passed one of these korbanis. Why dafka these three korbanis needed this nes that they shouldn't be nifsel? So Rashi says, because what's unique about these three korbanis is that if something would happen to passel them, so you wouldn't be able to replace them. You would be stuck. Why? The Omer Zokt Rashi is because the Omer is on Moitzi Yontiv of Yontiv Rishon of Pesach. So you kaitz the Omer, the ain malbim liktzel kafi hashir shel Yisrael menufa biyodimul nafa. They only cut the right amount, but derech klal they only cut the right amount for the korban. And Mimela Zokt Rashi, the reason for it, I think the Ritva says, it's because. It's because it's a big tircha. Yeah, the Ritva says, "Mipnei shehayu tzichim lenafayse biyodgimul nafa v'toyrach gadol hayabai." So they didn't want to do more than what's necessary. They didn't want to have any extra. So they only had what was needed. So if something happened, all of a sudden, that it was nifsal, so you don't have anything to replace it. That's about the Omer. Shtei alechem zokt Rashi is a different reason why it's irreplaceable. That's because shtei alechem you bring on Shavuos, and the baking of the shtei alechem is not doichi yomtiv. So you do the baking on erev yomtiv. What happens if it's nifsal on yomtiv of Shavuos before you did the akruva? So you're stuck because you can't bake new ones because it's not the baking is not doichi yomtiv. V'chein lechem aponim zokt Rashi shenefam erev Shabbos v'inipasul ein chiluv, because also the baking of the lechem aponim is not doichi Shabbos. Yeah, you do the avodah of lechem aponim on Shabbos. That's where you replace the old one with the new one, but you have to bake it before Shabbos. So if something happened to that, it was nifsal. Yeah, nifsal betuma, nifsal belina, whatever it is. So you're stuck without the lechem aponim now, because you can't bake a new one on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to bake it on Shabbos. Hashulchan oimed reikam ad Shabbos abo. Rashi says a chiddush here, that once you're not able to replace it on Shabbos, and now you wait all the way for the whole week, the Shulchan stays empty, only on next Shabbos you could put a new lechem aponim. Yeah, so only on Shabbos you could do it. You won't be able even on Sunday to do it. You have to wait the whole week now without a lechem aponim. So kumta is these three korbanis, other korbanis, if it's nifsa, bring a different one. But these three korbanis are irreplaceable. If something happens, so you're stuck without it. So that's why dafka these korbanis needed a nes. Yeah, nes doesn't happen if it's not necessary for no reason. So these the korbanis needed a nes. Another nes is what we mentioned before. In tzfufim mishtachavim revochim. Nocha nes velehizik nochosh ve'akov b'Yerushalayim oilom. No, so this is talking not talking about the Beis Hamikdash. It's talking about Yerushalayim. No. Mm-hmm. That the Marsha asked in the beginning, right? About the Yisrael, it's not a Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, right? So new, you raise anyway, the Mishnah is mentioning something that is not a Beis HaMikdash, right? So the Gemara is going to ask that. On this, the Gemara is going to ask that. But in the beginning, on the Reisha, the Gemara is not asking it. So that's why in the Reisha, obviously, we're talking about things that are only Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, so now the Mishnah is mentioning two things that are in Yerushalayim. There was never, no one was harmed by a snake or a scorpion. And also, there's also about Yerushalayim in general. What's the point about this? Vosepis, so no one ever said it's crowded for me to sleep in Yerushalayim. Yeah, Rashi adds, Mezayno, he said, Tchukim, di Rossi Tchuka. Why was it necessary? What?
I'm just thinking, maybe Sharm, yeah, okay.
What is a vitz? What's the pshat negimova? What's the point about the olim b'Yerushalayim? Why was this necessary? This nice. So the Marsha says a gishmak ezach. When you bring korbanis, there's a din lina. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim the next night. So it's a tzayrich of the avaida. So that's why there was a special nice for it that everybody had room to sleep in Yerushalayim. Yeah, it's a small place, Yerushalayim. All the people that are coming from all over the place, they had the room to sleep there, because they have to sleep there, because it's a din lino. Frag the Gemara, Pasach b'Mikdash v'siyem b'Yerushalayim. It starts off, Asar Nisim Nasu b'Mikdash, b'Beis HaMikdash, and then two of the last ones on the list are not only the Mikdash, they're in the Holy Yerushalayim. So how does it stem, right? So the Marsha was right to ask this kasha on the Reisha. The Marsha asks, Lichu, this kasha you could also ask on the Reisha. About the Besar Kodesh, so that's why he has to say the Terutzim, that's what we spoke before. But it's Taka, it's supposed to be only Beis HaMikdash. So what about these two last things? When the Mishnah said in the beginning, it's interesting that when the Mishnah made in the beginning the statement, it's referring to eight that are mentioned in this Mishnah and two others that are mentioned in the Braisa. The two at the end of the list in the Mishnah that are in the Holy Yerushalayim, that's not what the Mishnah was referring to in the headline. What is the two extra ones that I mentioned in the Braisa that are only in the Beis HaMikdash? The Tanya Moilam Lekibuk Shayim Eishel Atzi Amarocha. That's one thing. Yeah, the rain never blowed out the fire on the Mizbeach. And the Marsha adds that the pshat is, yeah, as we know, there's an Eishel, read this min ha-shamayim, right? There's an Eishel Milo. The Gemara is going to talk about it later in the base. So that's not a nais that the rain can't turn out a spiritual supernatural fire that is yered min ha-shamayim. That's not a chiddush. You could say, okay, that's good for a nais that there's an eishi redis min ha-shamayim. But once there's an eishi redis min ha-shamayim, it's an eishel malo. What's the chiddush that the water can't fight it? However, Zokta Marsha, the chiddush here is when it says me'olim nikibuk shayim eishel ma'itzah, it means even the eish min ha-hedyot. There's a din after pishayish yiredis min ha-shamayim mitzvah lahavi min ha-hedyot. Yeah, we had it based on moiket. They brought also a natural fire to add, and even that fire was not vulnerable to the rain. That's the nais. Yichab, that's the nais. Ve'oshen ha-ma'arocha noch ha-nais ve'oshen ha-ma'arocha afilu kol ha-ruchi sheboilam bois ha-menash vois boi ein mezizos oisem im koimoi. The hain with the smoke that came out of that went up of the mizbeach. So it went up straight, and all the winds, even it was a very windy day, they weren't able to move it and to make the smoke spread out. So that's the two extra nisim that are mentioned in the Braisa, not in the Mishnah, and that completes the cheshbon of the asor nisim shenasu beis hamikdash davka, because these two nisim were not in Yerushalayim, but in beis hamikdash davka. Adkan.